KORN News Radio Sports. It is Friday, March 27th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Twins, they would lose their season opener in Baltimore yesterday, 2-1 to the Orioles. The Twins right-hander Joe Ryan pitched very well. Got a no decision, allowed just one hit and two walks over 5 1/3 shutout innings. Baltimore's Trevor Rogers, though, just a little bit better. He would throw 7 shutout innings yesterday, and the Orioles would get to 7th-inning RBIs from Colton Cowser and Blaze Alexander. The Twins would score their only run in the 8th. Byron Buxton hit a triple, and then scored on a sacrifice fly by Luke Keyshaw. Two teams are off today before resuming their 3-game series on Saturday at 3 p.m. in Baltimore. That game will be on FS1. Elsewhere yesterday across Major League Baseball opening day, New York Mets, they beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 11-7. The Mets knocked out to Cy Young Award winner Paul Skeens in the first inning, and by far his worst Major League start. So the Mets' Brett Beatty had a bases-loaded triple, and rookie Carson Bang homered in his first career game. The Mets have the best opening day record in Major League Baseball history. They are 42-23 all-time on opening day. Milwaukee flamethrower Jacob Mizorowski struck out 11, allowed one run over 5 innings as the Brewers beat the White Sox 14-2. Mizorowski and 4 Milwaukee relievers combined to strike out 20 batters. Chicago's 20 strikeouts matched the highest total ever for a 9-inning game. 21-year-old Detroit rookie Kevin McGonigal got 4 hits, drove in 2 runs in his Major League debut as the Tigers beat the Padres 8-2. A 2-time Cy Young Award winner Tarek Skubal threw 6 innings for Detroit, gave up just 3 hits, had 6 strikeouts, allowed 1 unearned run. Dodgers open up their season with an 8-2 win over Arizona. LA would get a go-ahead 3-run home run from Andy Pajes in the 5th inning last night. Boston ace Garrett Crochet allowed 3 hits over 6 shutout innings as Boston would defeat the Cincinnati Reds 3-0. Late last night, Cleveland rookie Chase DeLauder hit his first 2 career home runs as the Guardians beat Seattle 6-4. DeLauder hit a home run in his first ever Major League at-bat in the top of the first, and he became just the 5th player in Cleveland history to hit a home run in his first ever career at-bats. Philadelphia's Christopher Sanchez struck out 10, allowed 3 hits over 6 shutout innings. The Phillies would beat the Rangers 5-3. Phillies would get home runs from Kyle Schwarber and Alec Boehm. Mike Trout would homer. He walked 3 times. The Angels would get 6 shutout innings from Jose Soriano. The Angels beat the Houston Astros 3-0. Nationals, they beat the Cubs at Wrigley Field 10-4. Washington manager Blake Butera gets his first ever career win. And in a wild game yesterday in St. Louis, the Cardinals would rally to beat Tampa Bay 9-7. Tampa Bay had a 7-1 lead in the 6th inning, but then the Cardinals would rally. They would score 8 times in the bottom of the 6th. More sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.